Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Today we're going to continue and conclude our studies of the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem as recorded in Luke chapter 19, 29 through 44. We're going to read these verses here. It says that when he was coming, Luke chapter 19, 38, it says they were saying, "Blessed is the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Verse 39 says, "Some of the Pharisees from the multitude said unto him, Teacher, rebuke thy disciples." And Luke 19 verse 40 says, "He answered and said, I tell you, that if these shall hold their peace, the stones will cry out." This praise aroused the indignation of the Pharisees, who were along with the multitudes, and they requested him to rebuke the disciples. But he said, "I tell you, if these stones hold their peace, the stones will cry out." While the multitudes filled the air with Jesus' praises, his heart was full of sorrow, and he wept. Not because his crown would be first one of thorns and the cross lay before him and the throne, but over the wickedness and the doom of Israel. In Luke 19, verses 44 through 41, 41 through 44, we read, "And when he drew nigh, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hast known in this day, even thou, the things which belong unto peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, when thine enemy shall cast up a bank about thee, and compass thee about, and keep thee on every side, and shall dash thee to the ground, and thy children with thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation." After the triumphant entry on this day, Jesus entered the temple, observed the abuse of sacred things, and it being evening, he returned with the 12 to Bethany to spend the night. That's Luke 19 and verse 45 and 46. He entered into the temple and began to cast out them that sold, saying, "It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of robbers." And we're going to look at that in a lesson that is coming up. This concludes the Sunday school lesson on the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, the lesson for January the 4th, 1925. I turn the page in this little Sunday school book, and it carries us to Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. We're about to begin a Sunday school lesson on the last judgment. It is written for the Sunday schools of January the 11th, 1925. Before I begin that, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now if you have your Bible ready, follow with me as I read the lesson text. Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 31. "But when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory, and before him shall be scattered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats, And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, and fed thee, or athirst, and gave thee drink? And when saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? And when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it unto one of these my brethren, even the least, ye did it unto me. Then shall he say also to them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye did not give me to eat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not unto one of the least, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous unto eternal life. The golden text is Matthew chapter 25 and verse 45. Inasmuch as ye did it not unto one of these least, ye did it not unto me. The devotional reading is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8, and then verses 13 and 14. And here we read, Remember also thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come, and the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened, and the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the window shall be darkened, and the door shall be shut in the street, when the sound of the grinding is low, and one shall rise up at the voice of a bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. And then Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. This is the end of the matter, and hath been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every hidden thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. These are the helps and hints for teachers of this Sunday school lesson. In Matthew 24, Jesus foretells the destruction of Jerusalem and also of the end of the world. From this he warns all his disciples to be ready. He does this by different facts and parables: the budding of the fig tree, the sudden destruction of the flood, the faithful and unfaithful servants, the 10 virgins, the talents, and our lesson. Having given the most solemn warnings, Jesus exhorted all to watch and be ready, giving as one reason, they knew not the day nor the hour when the Lord would come. Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 through 44, we read, Watch therefore, for ye know not on what day your Lord cometh. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. In the parable of the 10 virgins, the parable of the talents, and our lesson, he shows us how to watch and be ready. Hence, to watch and be ready for the second coming of Christ is to be actively engaged in his service, to faithfully discharge daily duties in private life and public service of God. It is not to stand and gaze upward. Let's go to the explanatory notes. How Christ will come. What then? In Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 33, we read, "But when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left." This lesson shows how Christ will come and what will then occur. "But when the Son of Man shall come," it says, "but" connects the duty to watch and be ready, and the truth that no man knows the day or the hour when Christ will come, and with what will take place when he does come. The time to prepare and to watch for his coming is before he comes. The judgment and the everlasting separation of the ones ready from the ones not ready will take place when he comes. That will be the day of judgment and not the time for preparation. We read in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16 and also John 1:14 that Jesus was God was manifest in the flesh, and in his humility, Jesus frequently speaks of himself as the Son of Man. In his glory, embraces his majesty and authority as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, sitting on the throne and attended by all his angels. This is a most striking contrast with his humiliation, suffering, rejection, and shameful death on earth. He was judged and condemned on earth, but he will then judge the world. The New Testament speaks frequently of Christ coming in power and great glory with the angels. Jude, in verses 14 and 15, says, "Behold, the Lord came with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all and convict all the ungodly of all their works of ungodliness which they have ungodly wrought, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Much is said also in the Bible of the judgment, the day of judgment, and that day. God commands men that they should all everywhere repent, inasmuch as he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. Acts 17:30-31. This lesson and the Bible throughout states that all nations will be judged. God will judge the world in righteousness, and therefore, every man according to his works, that is, his acceptance or rejection of Jesus, and the life to which faith leads, and the life to which unbelief leads. Now, we're going to continue this lesson in our next class, but it is so important to make sure we turn to Jesus before that judgment comes, and that the works that we bring demonstrate the faith we have.